Radio Ghana Newsroom has recently been inundated with countless complaints from consumers on the recent rate of power cuts, now known as Dumso, particularly in the capital Accra. Consumers who vent their frustration and anger through phone calls and personal queries wondered when the situation would be brought under control. They particularly complained about the usual effect of the situation on their electrical appliances and businesses. They wondered why these outages now occur outside the scheduled timetable. The president, in the recent IEA debate, addressed this Dumso saga by saying that government is working hard at solving the problem. He gave the assurance that the problem will be solved by this month.
Indeed, we are dealing with the situation already. And I have said as president that by the end of the first year of my next term in office, load shedding will be a thing of the past. Let me make a distinction between what Ghanaians call Dumso, that is outages. We have two phenomena. We have load management, which used to be called load shedding, and we have outages. Load shedding is implemented when the amount of power is insufficient to meet the demand. Outages are the common occurrences that happen with overloaded transformers or blasted cables or something like that. So there are two differences. What we're going through currently is a load management or load shedding, if you prefer to call it that, created by an act of God. A ship's anchor broke the West African gas pipeline and knocked out 320 megawatts of our generation. And so it means that suddenly 320 megawatts is taking out of the system. And so at peak levels, our demand exceeds what we have currently. And so you have to spread the load so that it does not take out the system. That's what's going on. That would end by mid-November. The pipeline has been repaired. The seawater has been pumped out. The pipeline is being dried for transmission of gas to begin again. Now, what it means is that there's an imperative for us to develop our own gas resources, which we are doing. Gas from Ghana's oil fields is going to be on stream next year, and that should provide sufficient gas for us to power our thermal plants.
But is the public convinced by the assurance that power cuts will be a thing of the past starting from this month? We bring you their views.
The power on and off is affecting me, because sometimes you'll be in the office and it will be off. When you come home, to the same thing. So it's a problem. So they have to find ways and means to solve it. Just me, I see it as one of the political talk, because I heard it from other sources, from the energy minister. They are saying they don't know when it will come. They were saying somewhere next year. So I'm not sure whether this very month or the November it will happen. I don't think it can be possible, because you know the system of the electricity, the way it's run. But when you talk, you say it should not be political, but at the look of things, it's just saying things just to cool the people's heart. It cannot be possible. It's going to continue unabated. We are going to suffer the way we receive the power. You see, because of that, all industries have laid their workers off. Because the interruption of the power, I cannot predict, and somebody cannot, yes.
So it's causing low productivity in Ghana. Because as you see, if there should be light off now, who are still working, and they are using this electricity to do so many things. So if it should go off, there is means that will come down and then we lose a lot.
The PURC, however, assures the public that a monitoring team has been set up to deal with the complaints and to re-examine the load shedding periods. Its communications director, Nanaya Jantua, insisted that the utility providers must communicate with consumers, explaining the problem and how fast it can be rectified.
So the load shedding is something that we all must contend with for now. But the issue is that people go off beyond the stipulated time, and there are various reasons why these things happen. And what we are concerned about is the fact that the utilities should communicate effectively to the consumers, because whatever constraints that they have, they should let the consumers know about it.
Now that they are not doing that one, what have you been telling them?
We've been telling them to communicate effectively, and we've also been trying to find out why some of these complaints. That's why the PURC has put together a monitoring team. They are out there in the community trying to ascertain how serious the extended load shedding periods are. And we are getting complaints that they are extended. But of course, the utilities still have their own challenges. But the challenges are not communicated. The consumers will not know what the situation is for them to sympathize with everybody who is trying to bring power to their homes and their industry.
The PURC now seems to be in a fix because of the genuine power shortfall problem. But like you already said, there should be communication. Now that a lot of gadgets are getting spoiled at home because of this lack of communication, what are you telling consumers?
We will see a consumer complaint to us that his gadgets is spoiled, and we look into the matter and find out that, yes, truly, it was due to the fault of the utility service providers. We will apply the laws that are available concerning this issue.
If you say you apply the law, what form is it taking? Will you replace?
It depends on what the situation, because we need to investigate it first to find out that truly this budget got solved because of an outage which wasn't communicated effectively.
And if it's positive, what will you do to the consumer?
No, that's what I'm saying, is that if you have to give a compensation, you will give. Whatever there is in the law, I can't get it readily available now. But whatever is there in the law, we will apply.
PERC Communications Director, Nanaya Jantua.